Fucking well. Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. Today we have a public hearing on Senate Bill 621. Chris, do you want us to tell us about that?
Sure. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 621 increases the annual cap on the amount of the tax credits for contributions to the Oregon Production Investment Fund from $5 million to $7 million. The credit was originally created by the 2003 legislature at an annual limit of $1 million. It was increased in 2007 to $5 million, and taxpayers receive a credit equal to 110% of their contribution to the fund.
Okay, thank you. We'll start out today with Howard Levine and Vince Porter.
Chair Porter, Vice Chair Morris, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Howard Levine. I'm a senior policy advisor to the governor, and my policy area includes the governor's office of film and television. I'm going to keep my remarks brief this afternoon. That's because I want you to hear from the real marquee witnesses, film and television professionals, as well as small business owners who will benefit from this industry. With the state as their partner, they have turned Oregon into one of our nation's premier locations for film and television production. But I am here to testify on behalf of the governor's office in favor of Senate Bill 621, which will expand the Oregon Production Investment Fund from $10 million per biennium to $15 million per biennium. This increase is in the governor's recommended budget. Growing the film industry is a very high priority for the governor. Every regular season since 2003, the governor and the legislature have worked together to create incentive programs that attract major film and television productions to Oregon. We are now able to compete successfully with other states and Canada for the millions in economic activity and highly skilled family wage jobs that come to Oregon every time a major motion picture such as Twilight is shot here, or a television series like Leverage produces multiple episodes here, or a homegrown company makes a critically acclaimed animated movie like Coraline here. As you'll hear from Vince Porter, the executive director of the Governor's Office of Film and Television, the number of productions, the amount of dollars spent in Oregon has grown dramatically since the original OPIF legislation in 2003. These film productions have brought tourists and a very positive attention to Oregon. Our state simply looks great up on the big screen. But what is really important to the governor and the reason he is asking the legislature to increase the state's investment in this industry, even during these very difficult times, is that film and television is a notable bright spot for the Oregon economy. The return on investment is high, so this is not a subsidy for Hollywood. This is a policy that is in Oregon's economic self-interest. Just since 2007, when the legislature agreed to raise the tax credit to $10 million each biennium, tens of millions of dollars have flowed into Oregon. The overall economic impact of the film and television industry is now more than $1 billion. But even more important, OPIF allows our very talented cast and crews to work steadily and earn high wages. And there are thousands of other Oregonians working in businesses that service the film industry whose paychecks are more secure when production companies choose Oregon. So more than anything else, Senate Bill 621 is about creating jobs and retaining jobs. The governor recognizes that in a year when the legislature is facing a very large and rapid decline in revenue, asking for additional funding in the form of a tax credit will raise concerns. Nevertheless, he believes that an additional $2.5 million each year for OPIF is a smart investment that will keep Oregonians working and will more than pay for itself. We are literally turning away millions of dollars in film business because the $5 million annual cap on OPIF means the fund runs out sometimes months before the end of the fiscal year. This demonstrates that the program works even better than anticipated and that a reasonable increase in the cap is justified and will help strengthen Oregon's economy. That is a good test to measure any tax credit. The governor believes that the Oregon Production Investment Fund meets this test and respectfully requests that this committee approve Senate Bill 621. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vince.
Thank you. Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Morris, and members of the committee. My name is Vince Porter, and I'm Executive Director of the Oregon Film and Video Office. Before we get into the presentation, I'd first like to recognize and thank all of you and the entire legislature for the support that you've shown our industry in the past few years. I'm happy to report that your support and the programs you've put in place have resulted in remarkable results. As illustrated in the chart in our handout, investment from out-of-state productions has risen dramatically since OPIF's inception. In fact, from 2005 to 2007, out-of-state production rose by a staggering 115%. In that same time period, employment rose by 21% for film and television professionals. And the good news is that 2009 is already proving to be another record year. In just the first 3 months of this calendar year, we've secured film and television projects from out-of-state companies amounting to over $43 million of direct spending here in the state, which is the highest figure we've had in the state in over 15 years. This means employment not only for local film and television crews, but revenue for local furniture stores, construction supply businesses, hotels, restaurants, and retail stores. We've heard often the catchphrase these days is shovel-ready jobs, and it's become a common term all over the country. And now that the rallying point for the federal stimulus program, well, local filmmaker T.J. Sivis has coined the phrase that Oregon film and television's industry brings shutter-ready jobs. And when projects like the Untitled Crowley Project and Leverage make the decision to come to Oregon, local residents start working the next day. The film and TV industry operates at lightning speed, and large sums of money get spent in a matter of weeks. OPIF is the most important recruiting tool that we have at our disposal, and without this program, many Oregon residents would be out of jobs right now, and many other businesses would be without critical revenue. We've also believed that since the introduction of OPIF, growth in all aspects of the film and television industry has grown at a rapid rate. The indigenous industry grew by 62% from 2005 to 2007. These are truly staggering numbers, and numbers any industry today would love to have. The growth has been also throughout the state and not just in Portland. Today, our biggest challenge in the film office is that we don't have enough supply for all the demand. We're running currently at about near capacity for our film industry, and we'll continue to run at that level throughout June, thanks to Crowley and Leverage. And we've already fielded over 20 additional inquiries this year for film projects that would come here later this year, which is much higher than usual at this point. Unfortunately, without the cap increase on OPIF, we will not be able to win these productions, and Oregon will lose out on another potential investment of around $20 million. For this reason, we ask that you consider Senate Bill 621, and we believe the extra $2.5 million will bring more jobs and more investment to Oregon at a time when we need the work. But instead of me dominating the rest of the hearing touting these numbers, I've asked several people to come and testify today so you can get a complete picture of the success of the program and the opportunity we have to grow this industry in the coming years. May I bring up the individuals? The first person I'd like to invite is...
Wait, Vince, before you do that, you had a video to show. Did you want to show that at the end?
I'd like to show it perhaps towards the end. It's from crew members that are currently working on. If you'd like to show it, start with it, we can do that as well.
No. It's up to you. I just wanted to see where you were going to do it.
Thank you. if it's okay with you, Chair, I'd like to do it later in the presentation.
Fine.
I'd first like to invite Kerry Peek from Electric Entertainment to come up. Kerry's one of the partners at Electric and has been instrumental in bringing the second season of the TNT series Leverage to Oregon. Electric's a unique company in that they're not financed by one of the big Hollywood corporations, and they're one of the few remaining independent producers of movies and television projects. We believed early on that Electric was a perfect partner, and we're thrilled to have them here in Oregon producing all 15 episodes of their second season. Before she begins, I'd first like to thank her for giving us the chance to show off Oregon and believe that it's the right place for second season. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
First off, I want to say how pleased we are to be here. On behalf of Electric Entertainment.
Can you introduce your name for the record, please?
It's Carrie Peek.
Thank you.
And I am a partner at Electric Entertainment, and we're a production company. We work with TNT on a series called Leverage, which we've just brought here. I think we've been here about 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you all how happy we are to be here and how fantastic it's going so far, and we completely believe we made the right decision. Everyone's been very helpful. The locations we found, the infrastructure is much better than we had anticipated. But I think what I want you all to understand is that it was a very difficult decision and a very tight race between deciding where we were going to shoot this, because it's a lot of money. We're talking about a lot of money. And there are lots of places you can go. And it comes down to sometimes what seems like out of maybe $34 million, if you're deciding between $1 million, you think, well, it's not that big a deal, but it's the difference between going into production and not going into production. We've shot all over the world. We've shot in many states in the United States. And we were torn between Louisiana, Vancouver, and Portland. And the reason the other two were in the forefront is because Louisiana has a very good tax incentive. They have an amazing infrastructure. And we've shot there before, so we have relationships. Vancouver, again, has the same positives. They have an amazing infrastructure, very strong tax incentive. They have this additional tax incentive for visual effects, which we're very heavy in. And we were almost going there, and the tipping point was around $1.5 million difference. Eventually, we decided on Portland, even though it's costing us more money to come here, because you guys have a naturally built-in positive that is it will bring people here. You're in the same time zone as L.A., which was one of the deciding factors between Vancouver and Portland. You don't want to travel. If your base is in L.A., even 3 hours difference to go to the East Coast, if they're shooting at nights or they start at 7 in the morning, it's 4 in the morning L.A. time. So staying in the same time zone was a positive. I think the flight's an hour and a half as opposed to 5 to 10 or even going overseas. There's no border like there is in Vancouver where you have to go through customs. You have to get work permits for everyone and everything else. So we really weighed all of these differences, and I think one of the prime reasons we came to Portland was Vince Porter from the film office, who would not let it go.
Go, Vince.
And every single time I said, you know, Vince, I can't make it work, he would go away, think about it. He'd come back, okay, here's your solution. And he worked out every issue that we had to bring us here. We wanted to come here because creatively, it's an amazing spot. Vancouver's overshot. Louisiana's overshot. You can watch any production that's been done in those cities on TV and immediately recognize the actors and the locations. Doesn't matter what the show is. You go, that's a Vancouver shoot. Portland has unbelievable diverse locations. And it's fresh and it's exciting and it's got a fantastic reputation in the rest of the country. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but you bring up Portland and people immediately get very excited about it. The actors wanted to come here, which is a plus. They did not want to go to Vancouver. So I think the point to it is you can get a lot of production to come here if you can raise the cap on the incentive, because that was the thing that stopped us a bit, and he worked around it because we were afraid we wouldn't have the money for here because of the end of the year, and I think you guys had used up your cap, and he was able to access next year's funds, which is the only reason we could come here. And we came here despite all the other obstacles because we really wanted to be in Portland. And that might be the deciding factor for other people as well.
And the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee is available for extra.
Excellent. Duty. We were hoping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at us. I mean, how could you do better?
I'd say it's a very handsome committee.
Not that we would ever fish for compliments.
No, and you know, we really welcome people to come to the set. We like it. Actually, it's sort of fun for us to have people come and visit. So anytime you guys want to come and interact, because...
Where is your set?
Well, we're shooting out of the stages down in Clackamas, that's right. We can never remember that name. But we'll be shooting all over Portland, mm-hmm. all over the surrounding areas within the, I forget how many mile radius. But we'll be here till
30 mile radius. Yeah.
Till the end of September, we'll be here all summer long.
And then when does the series go that you're filming here? When does that go on
air?
The air?
We air July 10th.
15.
Thank you. This is Rachel. She's my partner at Electric.
July 15th.
So we premiere on July 15th, and I think we're going to air 6 to 10 episodes at a time. Then the TNT is going to take a hiatus and then air the remaining 5 episodes.
All right. Well, thank you. Are there questions for the committee? Thank you. Their silence means that they are totally on board to be extras.
Excellent.
And season 3, we're going to get them to branch out beyond Portland and maybe visit Bend and Eugene and some other cool areas.
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Kiri brought up, you know, Portland quite a bit, but I also thought it would be important to bring someone who's from outside of Portland to understand that the Eco Northwest did a study, and I think I've included their full study, and growth in this industry actually happened at a faster rate outside of Portland Metro than inside over between 2005 and 2007. And one person that could testify to this is Gary Kaut, who is a producer, lives in Ashland, Oregon, has produced projects all over the world in commercials and film and television projects, and has actually produced 3 independent films down in Ashland that have accessed the OPIF funds. And I'd like to bring Gary up.
Okay. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Burdick, and ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Thank you very much for the opportunity to give testimony to you today. Thank you to Vince Porter for inviting me up. As he said, my name is Gary Kaut. I'm an independent film producer that's currently based in Ashland, Oregon. I moved up to Ashland almost 6 years ago from Los Angeles, where I had worked for a dozen years. It was primarily a quality of life decision for myself and my family. And moving to a small town, hours from any major city, I imagine that I would have to continue to travel down to Los Angeles in order to work in my chosen profession. Perhaps I could add Portland to my list of work opportunities, and I actually have given me the opportunity to meet everybody who works up in the Portland area, which admittedly is the center of production in Oregon. What I didn't realize was that Ashland, partly due to its unique nature as a cultural destination, due to the Shakespeare Festival, of course, and I think every small town ultimately has some small version of the media industry, especially in today's world of video and desktop editing. But what I didn't realize was that there was actually a very sizable community of filmmakers down there, and very soon I heard wind of a production that was shot in the winter of 2005 called Conversations with God, based on the best-selling series of books. And that was a $2.5 million production, which I think was one of the largest productions to even be in Southern Oregon in quite some time, and I managed to get myself on the crew as the unit production manager, which means I'm very responsible for the day-to-day activities of the shoot, coordinating the crews, and managing the budget. And at that time, the Oregon Production Investment Fund was relatively new, and everybody was kind of putting it through its paces, and I had the opportunity to work very closely with the film office on making sure that our production, which managed to reach the threshold in order to apply, would be able to maximize our rebate potential. And that involves a very detailed report at the end of a shoot that tells the film office specifically how much we spent in all the different areas. We have to provide backup. We have to provide spreadsheets. And, you know, it's not, they don't take our word for it. The initial estimation of how much we think we're going to spend in Oregon had to then be revised and finalized. And true to form and to the commitment that the film office makes to films that are approved to use the incentive, we received our check. And it was a big boon to our production, because something that a film has the option of doing is actually to then plan to know, they know they're going to get that money, and can decide to reinvest it back into the project. It doesn't necessarily mean that someone's taking that check and putting it in their account and it's initial payback for their investment into making the movie. But what we did, we got approval to actually use the money we got. So we kind of double spent it. We got it, we put it right back in. So our $2.5 million budget was able to go up a little bit higher because we took the money and spent it. The next year and a half later, another production came up called My Name is Bruce, which was with Bruce Campbell, who's an Oregon resident and well-known member of the kind of horror comedy genre of filmmaking. And he had been making his movies overseas for a while, certainly out of state. He's been a longtime Southern Oregon resident. And he said, I'm sick of going overseas. I'd really like to make a movie here, but how can we make it work? And I know that the budget on that film was a little bit smaller. I was the line producer, similar responsibilities. And I had already had great experience and success using the Production Investment Fund. And I said to Bruce, you know, we can definitely make this budget work because I know we can get some more money after we turn in the proof of our expenses and get the check from the rebate program. That's how it happened. Worked out extremely well again. The following summer, I was contacted by a Los Angeles-based director-producer.
I think we don't have time for a whole bunch more
That's
stories.
Fine. Sorry.
I think you've
but
your
so
point.
I'd like to conclude my remarks and just state that I have had firsthand experience using the investment fund. I have worked with the film office, who has done, from my perspective, a tremendous job of making it accessible, available, and a successful program. And even down in Southern Oregon, there are those of us who make a living in the film industry, and the decisions that are made here today and by the full Senate will have a direct impact on the productions that we also can host down south. So I'd like to thank everyone again for the opportunity to testify. If there's any questions.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Senator Telford.
Just one. Thank you, Madam Chair. As an independent film industry, did you find any challenges accessing this program that perhaps somebody not doing independent films would incur or encounter?
Do independent films have a tougher time accessing the funds? Independent films typically have a lower budget than the projects that come out of the studios or the mini major studios or television production companies. So there is a minimum threshold in order to apply for the rebate program. You have to spend a certain amount in order to even get money back, which certainly makes sense. Fortunately, the three productions that I was a part of did reach that level, but yes, there is a lower budget side to the film industry. There's a lot of that work here in Oregon, and because of that, they don't get to access the rebate like we did, and Leverage and Crowley and those projects do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Vince, yeah. Next.
The next person I'd like to bring up is David Kress, who's been lived in Portland for quite a long time. And David's, again, another producer who's dealt in the commercial industry as well as the producer of Paranoid Park, which was directed by local director Gus Van Sant. And David's here to just talk about sort of the additional benefits that the program has brought and how hopefully there's a symbiotic relationship between the projects that do access this and the other parts of the industry that don't.
Okay.
So thank you, David.
Could you give your name for the record? Thank you.
It's David Kress.
Good. Okay, good.
Thank you. As Vince remarked, I'm a freelance producer. I've mostly made my living in television commercials. I owned a small business in Portland called Food Chain Films for about 12 years. We had tremendous luck and the good fortune to work all around the world, all around the country, making television commercials for Fortune 500 companies. A lot of that was created through relationships that we made early on with companies like Wieden & Kennedy and Nike, which allowed us to build a portfolio that made us marketable around the world. I think what I'd like to mostly try to impart to the committee today is that even though in that circumstance I wasn't directly affected in a positive way by the rebate program, there I'd like to try to illustrate that there's a kind of an interdependent relationship between companies that are doing filmmaking in Oregon and these Hollywood and other kinds of productions, New York and LA-based productions that come here and work. And that is that the film industry has an infrastructure not really very different from other industries with rail and roads. Our infrastructure is a little bit different, but being a filmmaker is a little bit like being a contractor. You got a project, then you go out and find the tools and the equipment and people necessary to make it. And when those companies come from outside, like the show Leverage, they sort of stoke our infrastructure up. They make a small business that might rent lights, or a catering company may decide to make a bigger investment because one of those big productions is here, newer equipment, something. But then as a filmmaker in town, I'm able to access and create a better product, which actually makes me more marketable. So I guess really my two cents is that the rebate is a big help even to the indigenous production community. And we'd like to see it go on and, if possible, be expanded.
Thank you very much. Questions for the committee? Thank you.
David brought up small business development, and I think one thing that I've noticed, I've only been in the position for about 7 months now, but it's been really interesting to see that our recent success has sort of inspired some small entrepreneurs to take a chance and start up a business. And one of those is Lana Venker, who's a local casting director. And I asked Lana to come and tell her story about how she has basically moved from being sleeping on someone's couch to being a legitimate small business owner. And actually, it's really impressive what she's been able to pull off.
Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Morrison, members of the committee. My name is Lana Vinker, and I'm an Oregon native and a casting director. And I own two companies, Lana Vinker Casting, which is a film and television casting company in Portland, and an extras division. So if you guys need work, I'm the one you need to talk to.
You're our person. Why did you bring her up?
I was saving her for later.
Okay, all right.
An extras division called Rutabaga Background Casting. And I've also recently expanded a small side business that I had that's called Tools for Actors, which is an information marketing company that teaches actors about the business of acting. And I guess you could say I'm kind of the poster child of the Film Incentive Program. I started my business in 1999, as Vince says, when I was couch surfing. I had just moved home from living overseas for about 10 years. And I had no job, no home, no money, no car, no contacts, no experience running a business or anything. But I had an idea that I might be able to work in casting because I'd done that over in London as an assistant. And when I moved back to Portland, someone here found out that I had done casting over there and hired me to do a commercial. And then they hired me again. And then they started telling people, and next thing you knew, I had a small company and a small apartment in a low-income housing project. Still no car until about 5 years in. And that's when the Film Incentive Program kicked in. And from that point on, my business started seeing exponential growth. When we ended up casting Valley of Light for Hallmark, Feast of Love starring Morgan Freeman, Untraceable with Diane Lane, Paranoid Park for Gus Van Sant, and Management with Jennifer Aniston, they hired us to do the local casting, and our gross receipts more than tripled in 2 years. By January of this year, after casting Twilight, The Burning Plain with Charlize Theron, The Road starring Viggo Mortensen, and Without a Paddle 2, our receipts had almost quadrupled. And in addition, all the publicity that was generated by this huge blockbuster, which is Twilight, enabled me to expand my side business, Tools for Actors, into a profitable information marketing company, and I'm setting out now to bring on more people to help me with that. And now with the Untitled Crowley Project, with TNT's Leverage, and the growth of this new side business, we expect our revenue to go up in 2009. We had to expand our facilities, purchase more equipment, and start training new staff in this economy. But despite being now one of the top casting companies in North America outside of Los Angeles, We had a hard time keeping our doors open at the beginning of this year because the tax incentives only fund about 6 months of production. So this winter, everything went dead for several months. But I still had to spend money because I knew these big projects were coming. So if they could increase the funding to OPIF, that would help us have production closer to 9 months a year and then eventually all year round, which would enable us to keep our infrastructure, keep our staff year round. And one of the things about the film office is that they are bringing money in from outside the state and having them come spend millions of dollars here. And I can attest to that because 11 of the last 13 Hollywood films that have shot in Portland hired my company to do the casting locally. So in addition to increasing our infrastructure and hiring more staff, we provide money to businesses such as couriers, accountants, web designers, HR consultants, credit unions, restaurants, not to mention hundreds of actors and thousands of extras. So that's the main reason that I'm here today, and I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any for me.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the committee?
Madam Chair.
Senator Haas.
Well, I just want to say one thing. 4 or 5 years ago, the Film and Video Office did ask some of us on the Revenue Committee, when this program was in its inception, to come and work in a movie. And I was one with the House Speaker then, Karen Minnis, and it was a Keanu Reeves movie. In fact, he and I were both in it. But then something mysterious, I don't know, my cell phone, I never got any calls back after that. We did pass the bill through.
And he's a television personality, a former television personality. They still didn't call you back?
That gambit has been tried. And it worked, because this was on the book.
We're hiring.
He'll be the front man for the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. All right. Any other questions, comments? Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We have two more people, but before Chair Burdick, if it's okay, I think now would be a good time just to show this quick video. I wanted some of the people, because I've heard people say that this program really benefits Hollywood companies, and the people that are really benefiting would love to be here, but they're busy building sets for both Crowley and Leverage, and we went out to the set in Clackamas. Ironically enough, the two warehouses that they chose are next to each other. So someone told me that they're calling it Clackawood out there. But but it was really cool, and we were out there as they were just starting to build the sets for Crowley and just getting underway. And I'd asked a few of the crew members just to quickly talk about the benefits that they've seen. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to play that video.
Let's do it. At least with your office, we don't have to worry about technical difficulties.
Don't be so sure.
Since the film and video office, you couldn't stand that to your reputation.
Hello, my name is Charles Carlson. I'm the greensman on the film for Crowley. I'm also a business agent for the Student Mechanics Union. It's my job to get companies that come up here to film, to hire people from Oregon to work on these films, to pay them a living wage and help pension and retirement. I estimate that I'll have 100 people working on the Leverage project. They will make each day 2 days worth of health benefits. So in the 6 months of that project, they will have a year's worth of health coverage established for them. If they come back next year, that'd be another year's worth. I'll have another 100 people probably working on the Crowley project, and they will make probably 3 days of insurance for every day they work. Their pension and their health is on top of that. I'm looking at probably $30 million spent in town on the Leverage project, and 20 on the Crowley project, and the wages on these will range from $22 an hour to $32 an hour, and the benefits will be $85 a day.
Hi, my name is Randall Groves. I'm a Northeast Portland resident. I moved down here about 3 years ago for the film industry entirely. That was my sole purpose to relocate to Portland. It also coincided with the time in which the incentive packages kicked in. I've been able to work consistently in the state of Oregon for the last 3 years only on film projects, which I could not do in Seattle where I moved from. And I have not had to go to Los Angeles, largely due to the incentive program. And I'm the construction coordinator for the film. We build all the accoutrement that goes along to make a film. This particular film, we're building a first and second story to match an existing house in the Alameda neighborhood, which we will be filming on the exterior of the practical location. I employ 30 people, and that fluctuates down and up depending on the project. But currently on this project, we'll probably employ 30 people from February to June. We source our materials from local vendors, but all the material essentially that is used in our productions is Oregon-based material, from the plywood, the 2x, the 1x4, the sheet goods. The paint is mostly local. We also use a lot of greenery for our sets, trees which are grown locally and around the state. And the most thing to me, the biggest thing, is the amount of jobs that we provide and my personal department provides. I probably, as my department head, I'm probably one of the largest employers of any single department, which is construction, and that makes up paint, greens department, labor, carpentry, plasterers. These are all skilled positions. They're all union positions. They're all living wage jobs. And we have a fantastic crew. Our line producer on this project is overwhelmed with our productivity. And I have worked in many states and in different countries. And the productivity of my crew currently right now is as good as I've seen or had in any project anywhere. Thank you very much.
So my name is Brian Fleskus. Most people in the business call me Coach. I'm a key grip today. I'm a rigging key grip on Crowley, the CBS film here in Portland. So I can't make it to Industry Day, but just wanted to thank everybody in Salem for all their efforts. Personal story, I actually had to file unemployment first time in my life this winter. With the economy taking a dive, didn't feel very good, didn't like doing it, but it was great to have that opportunity to be able to at least cover my bills in the meantime, and now I'm looking at 3.5 months worth of work. So with every other state competing for all these jobs, it's excellent that Oregon takes the time and effort to bring these jobs here to Portland. And what do you know, I got 3.5 months worth of work, and I'm hiring 15 guys on my crew alone. So I appreciate it. Thanks.
My name's Ian Jennings. I live in Corvallis, Oregon. I'm here on this project working as a rigging grip. I work on commercials and infomercials as a gaffer and have been doing so for 20 years now. I know a lot of friends and other industry professionals that have to go to L.A. and do most of their work, and they end up leaving their families at home, and they're not there. They're gone 3, 4, 5 months at a time, and they're just not growing up with their kids. Their kids are growing up without them. So being here, working on this, I'm able to see my family and have a job in the profession that I chose. So it's a good thing to be able to stay home.
Hi, I'm Taylor Saxon, and I am a movie medic to the stars, and cast and crew, everybody. We want to keep movies coming to Oregon, because when movies aren't here for a while, people tend to go on to other jobs, and we lose crew members, and then it's very hard to crew up. So keep movies coming. The incentive really helps.
Hi, I'm Steve Esau. I'm owner of 52nd Avenue Hardware and Building Supply. And I've been supplying numerous films for a couple of years now. I did Twilight last year, and now I'm currently doing Untitled Crowley, and also I'm doing the TNT television series Leverage. I supply all the building materials for all the sets that they do here in Portland. It really helps us as a small business survive through these tough times right now. We need to increase our incentives. And again, as far as helping a small business, I couldn't ask for a better thing right now. It's really, really helped us in these tough times.
Hi, my name is Bruce Lawson, native Oregonian, Key Grip. Been doing this for 27 years. What's your name?
I'm Brent Lawson. I'm Best Boy Grip. I've been in the business for about 20 years.
I'm Brian Lawson. I'm the Dolly Grip, and I've been in the business about 25 years.
We all have the last name because we're brothers. Grew up here in Oregon, all went to the University of Oregon, and we're happy to be working in this industry here, making a living at home. As we got more and more business, we were able to afford this truck and all the gear that goes inside it, which is kind of a big deal for us to not have to bring it in from elsewhere, to have the supplies right here in Oregon instead of paying to bring it up from LA or Canada or somewhere else. This summer, I had the privilege of having to go to Detroit to do a film that was supposed to be done here in Oregon, but because of their heavily aggressive incentive program, we got to go see Detroit in the summertime instead. So we'd much rather stay home and work. So we appreciate your efforts in keeping us here.
Hi, I'm Bart Heimberger, and I'm a local vendor here in Portland, Oregon. I'm working on the new television series, or year-old television series, but just recently brought to Portland, called Leverage. And I am an equipment vendor. I've bought several stake bed trucks that are designed for motion picture work. And I did that on the movie Untraceable, which guaranteed, you know, jobs for at least a year, last couple of years ago. And I'm very thankful to the state of Oregon for the film incentive program. It's helped create local jobs for drivers, which I am, and local 305 Teamsters up here. And it's good to have this series, which will be going strong until September. And it's a clean business, and we have a lot of benefit to the community. Local lumber yards are making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of this motion picture that's here in town, called Crowley, as well as Leverage. And thank you, State of Oregon.
So we just thought it would be good for you to hear from them, as they're the ones that are really doing the work, and you know, they're the ones that encourage people to come back because they have good experiences.
That's very interesting. What is a movie medic?
Movie medic, I mean, movie set's actually a relatively dangerous place. So there, you're required to have a medic there for any kind of first aid. I mean, when you're building the amount of that facility right there, let me stop it for 1 second.
Hi, my name is Charles Carlson. I'm a greensman in the film industry.
That facility is about 64,000 square feet, and I believe that when they're done building all the sets, it'll almost be completely full. And the amount of lights and heavy equipment that they use, you saw the cranes and everything, it can be somewhat of a dangerous job. So just it's okay. Industry standard to have first aid.
I just wondered if it was actual medical position. Okay, you said you had two more people.
Two more. I'd like to bring up David Rubin, who is the Executive Vice President and Head of Physical Production for CBS Films. David originally was with, or before this position, was at Lakeshore Entertainment, who brought two projects to Oregon. And from that positive experience when he started his job at CBS Films, their first project was actually slated to be on the East Coast. And it was David and the local producer who actually got them to rewrite the script to bring it to Oregon. And now this project starring Harrison Ford and Brendan Fraser is here. And we're grateful that David saw the light to bring it here.
Thank
so
you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome to the committee, if you'd give your
Thank
name
you.
For the record.
Sure, David Rubin.
Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. First, I wanted to say thank you to the committee for having the incentive, because without that incentive, we would not be here on Untitled Crowley, and I would not have gotten to know Portland and Oregon specifically without it, because that's what brought me here initially on a movie that I produced at my former company, and that was Feast of Love. And, you know, we really had a great experience shooting here over the last few years. And it's a wonderful environment. People like to come here to work. But the reason why we're here is because we're, you know, like any other manufacturer, the movie business is no different. We're shopping the most hospitable environment financially as well as creatively to, you know, to manufacture our products in. And without the incentive, it's hard for us to look at, you know, Oregon as a place to come to do our manufacturing. That's unfortunately the reality that we're living in. It was previous to the local incentives that the states were offering, we were competing with the Canadian dollar. And when states such as yours, as well as, you know, Michigan recently, New Mexico, Carolinas, and New York, started with their incentives and the success that they were bringing to those local economies, it really was creating an environment from my standpoint that was a nationalized production environment where traditionally most production was taking place in Hollywood. And when we discovered that we could make first-rate Hollywood movies and bring high quality to our production in other places, that were also creating financial incentives for us to go there to create jobs, it was sort of a no-brainer. And then we saw lots and lots of production leave Los Angeles. We would like to continue to be working here. So anything that you could do to increase the capacity of your state to handle more production, I think would be a good thing from my perspective.
Thank you. Where will you be filming the film exactly?
We're in Portland. We're also in Clackamas at the stage that you saw. Mm-hmm. We will be down in
Estacada, I think.
Yeah, it's Estacada. I was there yesterday.
I think I pronounced that properly.
You did.
Manzanita.
Manzanita. Also up at Nike as well.
Nike's serving as a biotech campus for this film.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, any questions for the committee? Thank you for coming.
Sure, my pleasure.
You know, David brought up something about the incentives that I thought, something I'm proud about, that our state is not the most lucrative incentive program.
No, we have that information here.
And it's great that we're still winning projects and not giving away as much as a state like Michigan. It's something I think it's important that we make sure that it benefits everybody. And we get the ones that see that. So thank you, David.
And you have one more person or two
more people? Yes, one final group. Often people bring up the tourism benefits of bringing film, and quite frankly, before I started this job, I was somewhat dubious about the real tourism benefit, but when I heard that Astoria still gets visitors to come and see The Goonies, where The Goonies was made, it was pretty interesting. But the owners of the Viewpoint Inn are here today to tell their story about their experience with Twilight, which is really pretty remarkable story about the kind of tourism impact having productions here to Oregon are.
Great. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Jeff Thompson, co-owner. Thank you for seeing us today. I wanted to first let you know I get a little nervous. I'm not a public speaker, so bear with me. And I was not asked to be here. I asked to come here because I think our story is pivotal in a great example of how we are benefiting from Oregon's film industry being here. Last year, January, February, I came back to my inn. We own a beautiful historic inn in the Columbia Gorge, 22 miles from downtown, and this card was in the door. And there was a little note on it, would you be interested in having a movie filmed here? There was a cell number. I called that number that night, and at around 6:45 the next morning, Catherine Hardwick, the director of Twilight, came to the inn, as well as these folks from Oregon Film and their production team. They loved the inn, and they made a commitment to film at the inn in April of last year. I knew nothing about Twilight. Both of us have experience in the industry ourselves, but we're humble inn owners in the Columbia Gorge. Before they even started filming Twilight, we started having fans of this pop culture phenomenon come to our property from all over the world. And one afternoon for lunch, two young girls, teenage girls, about this time last year, came with their parents from Vancouver, Canada. And they drove all the way down to come to the Viewpoint Inn because they heard Twilight was going to be filmed at the end. At the end. And the end of the movie was filmed there. So we immediately started, well, what is Twilight? And our eyes really were opened up to the effect. So as a small business owner, I employ about 30 full-time people in a town of 1,200 homes, rural East Multnomah County, unincorporated Corbett. We are a small business, and with a nearly $3 trillion stimulus package, I will receive none of that money. So I'm dependent upon selling my wares as a destination property. So Twilight filmed, and we began having, you know, once again, fans from all over the world come and eat at our restaurant, spend the night in our inn, and that was before filming began. And it just continued to escalate from there. It has been the most thrilling and exciting opportunity for us. The local school, the neighbors, everybody was able to capitalize on this journey. Since Twilight filmed, we've had numerous events, sold-out events. We have one coming up this weekend. Tourists and Twilight fans coming from all over the world to be at a DVD release party, spending the night. But what's really important is, and this is where I really want to share this, this is the cold, hard dollars and cents of tourism. Brides have discovered our property from seeing the movie. They've come to the inn, had the experience, and then they say, well, I'm getting married. I want to be married here. This year, we are about five weddings away from having 20 destination weddings at the Viewpoint Inn. One destination wedding, a bride, her groom, and 125 of their guests coming from all over the country for their wedding at the inn, staying at the inn and other nearby hotels, car rentals, airfare, and food and spending for 5 days in Portland and the surrounding area stimulates Oregon's economy by about $200,000. So our little 19-table restaurant and four overnight lodging rooms in will stimulate Oregon's economy this summer by nearly $4 million, all from the movie Twilight. And it came, the filming alone was enough for me to say thank you, thank you. It was great revenue, but the continued revenue is measurable and substantial, and it has put our property on the global map. We've been in every newspaper in Oregon and Washington, every news channel. Today on the steps of the Capitol, I spoke to Fox 12. We'll be on this testimony I'm giving you today. We'll be on at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock this evening. We've been in USA Today, Sunset Magazine, Entertainment, E-Entertainment, LA Times, New York Times, all because of a little motion picture called Twilight. And I just can't, I'm so grateful to everybody who made it possible for us, but I'm the quintessential small business that has capitalized on this greater than almost anybody we know. And we've got to do everything we can to bring Hollywood and movie making to Oregon. And as I close here, we spend a substantial amount of time, energy, and money as a state to protect our natural resources. And as a result, we lose out on tremendous opportunity in protection of those resources. We have the opportunity here now to capitalize on the very resources that we try to protect by bringing the film industry here to exploit those. Tourism, tourism, tourism. Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's a win-win. I thank you for listening. And I think my partner would like to say something.
Thank you. Before we turn to him, did you have a fire?
Yes, we did. We had a fire about 2 weeks before Christmas, which closed the inn, and we did get global press on that. We just reopened yesterday full-time again, and it was tough, but we got back open.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm on the list of people who want to go there, and that was before twilight.
Great. And the food, it's a world-class little property. Great food, yeah. Great service. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Morris. I'm not going to say very much. I think Jeff said it all.
Could you give your name?
Oh, Angelo Simeone, co-owner of the Viewpoint Inn, where the movie Twilight was filmed. This is kind of an example of what we do to utilize the movies that come to the Viewpoint Inn. I use that plural because I know Leverage is in town. So this is a press release I sent out. Twilight. Twilight innkeepers sink their teeth into vampire film connection. Vampires help keep the lifeblood flowing into a small business hit hard in these volatile economic times. The Viewpoint Inn continues to survive and proves to be immortal like a phoenix rising. A fire nearly destroyed the historic inn's kitchen and shut down the small business for 2 days before Christmas last year. The inn has kicked off its March 18th grand reopening week with a brand new kitchen and a Twilight DVD release party March 21st, 2009. The Twilight event sold out immediately, and fan demand has created another Saturday night Twilight DVD party. Bella Ravioli and Eternal Love Cake are part of the Twilight menu for the event. The innkeepers had to put a rush order on another 150 bars of Edward's Essence, local handmade goat's milk soap, scented after Twilight heartthrob Edward Cullen, that flies off their gift shop shelves faster than you can say, vampire. And this is a phrase coined from Twilight. What would you do if you could live forever? The Viewpoint Innkeepers say, keep our small business alive with Twilight events. Thank you. I think Jeff said everything that needed to be said.
Thank you, and I think you did too. All right. Is that it, Vince?
Yes, it is. Thanks for the time this afternoon, and if there were any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them. We left behind some material for more details about the economics of the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And for the entertainment industry came through, and this is probably the most entertaining hearing we've had.
Good. If this group can't put on a good show, then they're probably not in the right business anymore.
Okay. Thank you. And again, just so that on the record, we are available for extra work.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who wanted to testify? Okay, thank you very much. We'll close the hearing on Senate Bill 621, and we are adjourned.